For today's message, I'm going to share a short interaction I had with a La Tribu member, the short conversation that we had via text. And the member messaged me, and it was around right before 11 o'clock in the morning. And they said, having a rough day, what can I do right now to make my day get better? So I responded with a simple question. And the question was, what do you have for the rest of your day? What do you have scheduled? What's on your to-do list? And the member said, well, I still have to finish work. And then after work, I have to go to the grocery store. And then I have to go to the dry cleaners. And then I still have to go to the gym before I get to go home. And I sat back and thought about it. And the only thing I could respond, which was a very simple answer, and I said, do me a favor. Write out everything you just texted me, but switch out the word have to get. So in other words, you get to finish work. You get to go to the grocery store. You get to go to the dry cleaner. And you still get to go to the gym before you go home. That one change in that one word can change your whole perspective. So many times, the way we talk to ourselves, or the way we think, the way we frame our thoughts, we're already leading down a negative path, right? Because, and we do that to ourselves. It's like nobody else's fault, right? Nobody else told you that you have to go grocery shopping, that you have to go to the gym. The sheer fact that you have the option to either go to the gym or not is a blessing. You get to go to the gym. Not a lot of people can say that. The sheer fact that you have the option of going grocery shopping or not, because it could be worse. And you know where I stand on that, it could always be worse, where I don't have any money to go. So there's no option to go to the grocery store. I can't even go to the store because I don't have any money. But yet, this member has that option. They get to do these things. So when I first said that, they sent back an emoji, that thinking emoji. And then 15 minutes later, they sent the emoji with kind of like the mind blown. And it was that easy. And of course, I responded and said, it's crazy how just changing one word really just puts things into perspective. And it's true. And the majority of the time, like I said, it's nobody else's fault. But because that's the way we've always done it, we've always framed our thoughts to go down that negative path. And we kind of dig that hole deeper and deeper and deeper as the day goes on. And then it's harder to come out of it. And that's why we feel that we have these rough days. But because we don't have that one moment to kind of react and change the perspective to really see what it is that we have ahead of us, which are all things that we should be grateful for. So remember, for today, it's Wednesday. So some of you might already be feeling that, because it's midweek, it's hump day, right? We still have a few more days for the weekend. So I challenge you, if you have been thinking that way or pre-framing your thoughts that way, change that word from have to get, because you get to do all these things. And don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.